Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 4th. November 4th is actually an important anniversary for us. I've been working with David now for 10 years exactly. And as we approach the launch of FT Money, FullerTracyMoney.com. We're both really very excited about the prospects and especially about the open-ended way in which the architecture for the new chart library has been created so that we really have limitless capacity to innovate and to create new products and to look at different ways of displaying charts. And in addition to that, because of the new architecture for the website, we're going to have a much more intuitive way of accessing the research that we're producing, and it will be tagged by theme and by keyword. So there'll be a number of different ways to search, and the types of articles that we're writing will be much more accessible in future. In the markets today, it was reasonably quiet, and the status quo is persisting. For the most part in Asia this morning, the majority of markets were a little bit softer. The Nikkei was down about 0.88%. The Hang Seng was down 0.25%. And the ASX, having rallied impressively over much of last week, was down by about 0.38%. One of the weaker markets in the region is Thailand. And one of the reasons for that is because Thaksin Shinawatra's sister has been in power there for more than a year, and she's pushing through a law that will allow Thaksin to return to the country, and that he's a very divisive figure, and that raises the possibility that there is going to be some social unrest there, and the market is certainly pricing that in. So the Thai market has been pulling back from the upper side of what has been a 2 to 3 month range and has encountered resistance again in the region of the 200-day moving average. Elsewhere in the ASEAN region, it was generally more positive and certainly nothing in the way of downward dynamics in here today. Europe continues to unwind its discount relative to the US, and the vast majority of markets were in positive territory today, most of them by about 0.33% or a bit better than that. And the Italian market was up by 0.75%. Two markets that are probably don't generally get a great deal of comment, but are looking a bit more positive in here. One is Portugal, which is largely written off by people in that it is one of the peripheral countries that has had these enormous debt problems and didn't use the time in between the creation of the euro and the crisis to really stimulate its economy and get economic growth on a self-sustaining basis kick-started. So it tends to be to lie by the wayside. But the stock market now does look like it is about to break up out of this range that it has been trading in, and is looking a bit more positive. And it generally can be said that the European markets, there are an increasing number of these indices are becoming a bit more overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages, and that the first clear downward dynamics held for any more than a couple of days are likely to signal peaks of near-term significance, but that the medium term is skewed more towards optimism because the problems that people have been so worried about in Europe over the last number of years are being discounted. Now, I said there were a couple of markets that were worthy of mention, and the other one is Austria. And Austria's largest bank, Erste Bank, broke upwards out of a year-long range in here today, and the Austrian stock market index had broken up on Friday and really performed rather impressively in here today and has extended that advance. And, of course, the Austrian market within the Eurozone is more leveraged to growth in Eastern Europe, and Erste Bank is very much an Eastern European bank, and the fact that it is performing and starting to break up out of more than a year-long range would suggest that the situation is probably improving in Eastern Europe as well, and that has been evidenced by markets like Hungary and a number of the Baltic markets doing really quite well and outperforming. And the other one that is sort of out there in left field is Cyprus. And again, Cyprus is another market that has been totally written off and has really been flatlining for much of the year. But two upward dynamics in the last four trading sessions would suggest that the problems that assail the island are still very much in evidence, but that there is activity starting to reemerge in there. And when we move on to Wall Street, then the Dow was pretty much unchanged and the S&P was up by just over a third of 1%, and the same for the NASDAQ. And we're now at a position that the index is as about as overextended relative to the 200-day moving average as it has been at any point this year. And each one of these overextensions has been followed by at least a partial reaction towards the 200-day moving average, which we regard as the trend mean. So the possibility of a pullback and consolidation is increasing, but so far we don't have any real evidence that it is underway. And in the absence of a downward dynamic, then there's really nothing to challenge the complacency of the bulls, and the market can probably go a little bit higher in here. In the currency markets, the dollar, having rallied so spectacularly in the last few days of last week, was a little bit softer in here today. And perhaps some of that very sharp move is going to be consolidated in here this week. And with government bond yields, we have the US Treasury yield having totally unwound the overextension relative to the 200-day moving average, and the same with gilts, and the same with Eurobonds. And last week we saw some selling pressure starting to come in the region of those 200-day moving averages, and it does suggest that the breakouts in terms of the yield, which is really indicative of supply dominance over the medium term, are likely to be sustained, and that we remain in this distribution phase, which could be potentially medium term, in that we could see this right-hand extension phase going on for a number of months, where we'd see government bonds ranging for a prolonged period before the next spike upwards in yields. But it does suggest that we've had a reasonably good rally in some of these bonds, and that if one were looking to exit some positions, then this is a reasonably favorable opportunity at the present moment. And in the commodity complex, the continuous commodity index is pulling back towards the 500 point area, and that has been the region of the low for the year, and it has been led lower by the oil contracts. So it's an unweighted index. The CCI is an unweighted index. So Brent crude was down by over $2 on Friday and was a little bit firmer in here today, but that was a really quite a considerable move. And elsewhere in the energy complex, the gasoline price has been deteriorating, and gold was a bit weaker in here in the last week. In the soft commodities, then the coffee price, I think, hit a new five-year low in here today and has really been pulling back quite sharply, and has developed really quite a large overextension relative to the 200-day moving average. But really, while the potential for a reversionary rally is increasing, we don't have any great deal of evidence that it's about to take place just yet. And really, we will need an upward dynamic to pressure the shorts and get some short covering going in here. And sugar has also been pulling back. And while the grains and beans were reasonably steady in here today, some up, some down, but not by very much, they have been weakening. So the commodity complex in general has been quite weak, and the industrial metal complex, having firmed for much of the last couple of weeks, was quite weak on Friday. So when we look at that medium-term chart for the continuous commodity index, then we see this range for the last year above the 500 level, and the market has encountered resistance in the region of the 200-day moving average on a number of occasions. So we have seen short-term oversold conditions develop in a large number of these commodities. And it's not beyond the bounds possibility that we start to see some short covering starting to come in as we approach this psychological support area in terms of the broader index. And that would suggest that rather than becoming more bearish at the present point, that the potential for trading opportunities to start to appear in some of the commodities is really quite likely at this stage. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.